您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。Recently, the sudden death of a 27-year-old mother in Quzhou aroused people's attention on health-related habits. Now, medical experts have listed the 10 bad habits that may cause sudden death. 最近，衢州27岁的妈妈通宵玩手机猝死的事件引发了人们对于猝死现象的再次关注。那医学专家罗列了十大日常生活中最有可能引发猝死的恶习。那十大恶习你对上了几条呢？So, do you think we can link, her death actually in that story to overuse of smartphones?
I think it's a bit difficult to establish that link, as the doctor said that this woman, she died from sudden cardiac, arrest, and it was over fatigue that was the trigger of her heart disease. And you can't really, can you link that to playing on your, spending too much time on your smartphone? It's a bit difficult, but...I suppose the two things sort of happened at a similar time period, and it's very easy to think that maybe one caused the other.
No, well, clearly it didn't. You know, you were kind of hedging a little bit there. I mean, it didn't. I mean, she
yeah,
could
I don't
have been
wanna
doing anything.
Upset the masses of people who、
But、
think that, that could
she could be.
Be
making a cup of tea. Look, the thing is, 27-year-old person...Right, there are people in this world, many, many, many millions of them, that work, to use a colloquial phrase, they work their guts out every day, toiling in very hard, physically demanding jobs all over the world, right? And they don't drop down dead at the age of 27, do they? So somebody like this, who is said to be, what, overtired or something, no...I'm sure that this 27-year-old must have had something wrong with her heart、
mm-hmm.
to begin with.、
Yeah.
You know, people are tremendously、resilient when it comes to doing long hours and doing hard work. I mean, we were talking about prisons. In some places where there's hard labour, you know, they can do that for years without dropping down
yeah,
dead. Something was wrong with her heart, and she happened to be holding her phone when、yeah. she died.
That's true. On the one hand, a totally healthy person wouldn't be dying at 27 just because she played with her phone too much.、
Mm.
But on the other hand, if an already non-healthy person with a heart disease will overuse of cell phone and non-sleep、trigger her heart disease, that's...another question, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't caused by the phone. It was, in that case, caused、
right.
by heart disease.
Exactly. That is true. But I guess what people are worried about and are talking about here is, should I be living more healthily、
mm.
in order to avoid my、health turning against me? And then that's why there are these 10 habits that you should not have. I mean, let's take a look at them. Do you agree that some of them can actually be linked with sudden death?Or should we avoid these habits?
Well, let's have a look at some of them. Drinking too much alcohol or coffee. Yes, I mean, that's been shown by doctors and specialists to increase blood pressure and can bring on heart disease and so forth. What else is on the list here? Depression. There's a definite and clear link between depression and developing heart disease, as far as I'm aware.Overeating, of course, makes people fat, and then they can get things like diabetes, heart disease, and other damage as well.
And also sitting for too long without standing up and move around, so the sedentary、mm-hmm. lifestyle that many of us adopt these days is certainly not healthy. And smoke or, you know, second-hand smoke, that's terrible, and...There's one that I really don't agree.
Is it the second one on the list, Hyeyoung?
Actually,
so there are two things you don't agree.
Yeah, there's two things. Thanks for bringing that to my attention. So number two...
appropriately, yes. What is number two?
Number two is doing a number two or poo with too much...strength. So I suppose when your muscles are like clenching too much.
Straining is the word, I think.
I don't understand how that can cause too sudden death.
Well, no, it can though, because I know of someone that was warned about this by their doctor.
Really?
Yes, it was a friend's father who was, he'd had some heart problem, and he was warned by the doctor not to strain too much, you know, because it would put pressure into the blood vessels of the head, and he might have a brain hemorrhage or blood burst in the brain.
Yeah, and actually, you remind me, my father, who has hypertension, so high blood pressure, is also warned by his doctor to not do this.
Oh.
Because for a person who already has hypertension, then it's easier for the blood to, you know, do whatever you just said. I mean, I'm not familiar with medical terms, to get your blood pressure even higher and to cause a hemorrhage or something.
Okay. How very interesting. I never had thought about this before.
Okay, number one.
Number one, I think, is the one that I don't really agree with either, is cycling in downtown areas. So I think you're talking about air pollution, and traffic jam could also cause high blood pressure out of, you get really anxious and wanting to move on, but you're stuck there and all those kind of things. Anyway, so here's my stance of what I feel after reading all these 10 entries, is that it doesn't really make much sense. And I think for the medical experts to be called experts here, I would use the Chinese 专家, as in the brick, 法专的专, right? Because it sounds non-scientific. It sounds like arbitrarily people just picked out some things that we sort of already agree are unhealthy. But are these really that detrimental, or are the top 10 causes to one's fatal, you know, demise? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think some people might have put something together randomly in order to create an effect.
Imagine doing all of them at the same time. You wouldn't last 5 minutes, would you?
No, you can't physically do any of this together at the same time, especially not while you're doing number two.
I would like to witness the whole process of all 10 happening together.